We are up to Simin Tuf Pei Aleph, and that's what we'll be doing. Acher Arba Kosis Eina Rashai Lishtos Yayin Elamayim. After the Arba Kosis, one should not drink wine, only water. The only thing that you're allowed to drink after the Arba Kosis is water. What's the reason? Some say because, since we're going to see that there's a chiyuv in Siv Beis to spend the whole night learning about Yetzias Mitzrayim until one falls asleep, but you're really supposed to stay up as long as possible, so if you're going to drink wine, you will definitely fall asleep. According to that daya, it's in only something intoxicating. The other day is because it's nearer kamos of alakosis, in which case it applies to all chamar medina. Others say because you're mevatel tam matzah from your mouth, even though you're allowed to drink the fourth cup afterwards, the third and the fourth kos after the afikomen. Nevertheless, anything that's unnecessary, we don't. As a result of that, we're machmir not to drink anything that has any flavor whatsoever. So what you're left with is that you cannot drink anything intoxicating for the first reason, chamar medina, the second reason, and anything that's got taste for the third reason. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're allowed to drink something that has a mild flavor. He talks about ginger water that they had, a light tea, an apple drink, some even had a licorice flavored drink. All of this was mutter when you're talking about something that doesn't have a strong taste. So, for example, in the case of the apple drink, he said only if we're not talking about something very concentrated. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that b'makom tzorach, you're allowed to be makel, certainly on the second night, as long as you're not drinking something that is intoxicating. Says the Ramah, Hagov v'chol amashkin dinan ki yayin, all drinks are like yayin, so we just went through this. Umishahu istinis, and somebody who is an istinis, meaning someone who has to drink more, otoiv harbe lishtos, or it's not that he generally drinks a lot, just right now he really feels like drinking more. Yachol lishtos kos chamishi v'yomer alav halo hagadol. He can go ahead and drink a fifth cup and say halo hagadol, that's the hodus, Hod Lashem Ki Tov, he can say that on the fifth cup. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that what this means is that he says, the person finishes Hallel and says a Baruch Pri Hagafen on Kos Dalid. Then he starts Hod Lashem Ki Tov and on a fifth cup. And then he drinks that cup after he finishes Nishmas. But let's say somebody already finished Nishmas and said whatever chsima he is knowing to say, and afterwards he feels that he's thirsty, he cannot go ahead and drink a fifth cup. The fifth cup would have to be that you divided Hallel from the Hallel HaGadol. The Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there in the Bir Halacha that there's a day that you'll need a separate chasima. You'll have to have a separate chasima for Halal HaGadol. Lemaisa, there are different days in that, and that is that he brings the Rishonim that hold that even without a chasima, the fact that you divided Halal from Halal HaGadol allows you, it justifies having a fifth cup. Now, Lemaisa, with regard to this inyan of drinking in order that you not be thirsty. So, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah back in the previous siman brings down the minig that we have of saying and singing piyutim after the kos. So we say Ozrov Nisim. And that we say after the fourth cup, because it's not really part of Hallel. He brings a maram that used to drink the fourth kos after the piyutim of Ozro, the piyut of Ozro of Nisim, that means of Vayibach Tzi Alayla, or Vamartim Zevach Pesach, in order that he not be so thirsty. And he would sing afterwards Adir Hu and the rest of the songs. He also brings down there that the minig is that on the first, Lemaisa Klal Yisrael, the minig of Rov of Klal Yisrael is that we drink and then we sing Chasal Seder Pesach and the piyutim after the fourth kos. On the first night, one says Ozrov Nisim. On the second night, one says Omutz Kvorasecha. It's from Artem Zevach Pesach. And some say both of them on both nights. And in Eretz Yisrael, where there's only one Seder, it's certainly both of them are said. Sif Beis. Chayiv Odom Lasok Be'ulches HaPesach Ovi'itzias Mitzrayim Ulesaper Benisim Beniflos Shosak Kodesh Baruch Hu Avoseinu Ad Shetachtefenu Shina. A person is supposed to spend the rest of the night, so long as he can stay awake, being osik in the halachas of Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to tell over the Nisim. People are mistaken in thinking that when we say the Maisa Rav Lezer in the Haggadah, that wow, these were the Gedolei HaTanoim and they stayed up all night. And that's there for inspiration. But really, us regular folk do not have such a mitzvah. If you read the Haggadah carefully, it's actually the opposite. This halacha of Chayev Adam Lasik Bilgas HaPesach the whole night is a Tosefta, and this is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch for every Jew. What we're saying there is Vafilu Kulanu Chachomim Kulanu Skenim. Not only do we have to stay up all night talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, well, that's because we don't know all that much. But even the Chachomim and the Skenim, who knew everything, and Yetzias Mitzrayim was clear to them, they really, saying it over was just saying what they already knew, but they already had a full grasp on the depths of the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and didn't really have to spend more time studying it. Even they stayed up all night. Certainly we have such a chiyuv. So halacha lamaisa, a person is supposed to attempt to stay up as long as he can, and be osik in Hilchas Pesach, and talk about the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim the entire night, until he falls asleep. Hagah says the Ramah. V'chol din le'arishin yesh gam kein b'leil sheni. The second seder is the same as the first. V'noagim, another minhag. Shelo likros al mitoso rak parsha shema v'lo shar dvarim shekorim b'shar leilas kedei lohagen. Although the Torah brings the nusach of our kriya shema l'amita with all the mizmorim that we say every night, Leil HaSeder one only says kriya shema and hamapil and leaves out all the extra piyutim for shmira. Because it's Leil Shimurim from the Mazikim, and therefore we don't have to say all of those things to be guarded. Somebody that said Shema early in Shul because they davened an early Maariv, which is not uncommon on the first night of Pesach, should make sure that he says Shema a second time to be Yotza. In fact, preferably, he shouldn't wait for Kriya Shema L'Hamita, because preferably he should be saying Shema before Chatzos, if he said Shema too early and is afraid that he was not Yotza the first time.